Phil and Don Everly were one of the greatest singing brother teams ever, with countless hits like Wake Up Little Susie, Bye Bye Love, Till I Kissed You, and many others defining early rock and roll. Will Oldham, who records as Bonnie Prince Billy, and Don McCarthy have lovingly put together an album of their lesser-known songs called What the Brothers Sang. And today, they'll sing them for us live. As you will hear, Will Oldham is something of an Everly scholar. I asked Don McCarthy how she got involved with this project.
Yeah, gosh, I had a breakup years ago, and I heard So Sad on the radio, and it just really hit me. And my mom grew up with the Everlys, so I kind of knew of some of the hits and things, but it was this moment of connection, and got like a greatest hits record, and meant to pursue more, and hadn't, and then some years later found another greatest hits record and played the cassette in my car for my little girls, and they just loved it and wanted to hear it again and again, and they kept saying, "Well, Mama, what the brothers say? What the brothers say?" So we adapted that for the title of the record to What the Brothers Sang. But and me and Will.
Because we're adults.
Exactly. And then me and Will had some of our first singing together was Everly Brothers songs, just on a tour, riding in the vehicle, and just driving around with my girls. It just occurred to me, like, why don't we just do a whole bunch of songs of Everly Brothers duets and a record of a whole, bunch of songs. So, and he was into it, so...
I guess the Everly Brothers are kind of like the default go-to let's harmonize, repertoire, right?
they kind of are, although it does seem as if people have a pretty narrow view of what there is to do of theirs, and it gets to be where you lose, I feel like in a lot of the different times that we've heard people sing Everly Brothers songs over the years, you lose the power of the song because it becomes like a memory of a memory of a memory of a memory rather than anything related to where the song came from. So it felt good to do a lot of songs that people hadn't sort of destroyed or wrung out all the blood and juice from.
You definitely did a great job of that. Maybe if you can talk about your discovery of their music, because there are things in here that I'll bet you Everly Brothers ologists are going, where'd you find those, that kind of thing.
Well, it's been kind of rewarding reading some things that, which is a strange experience for it to be rewarding to read things that people write about, records that you make. But it has been rewarding, actually, this time, because finding there are a lot of people who care about music and write about music who are demonstrating a pretty great knowledge of what the Everlys were up to and all the different songs that they recorded, and have a great approach to taking apart what we've done with the songs or to the songs. But they, and people like, there's Bear Family Records and there's Collector's Choice Records that have done a pretty nice job in continuing to raid the vaults and make new availabilities of make available songs that hadn't been released. I think over the past 3-4 decades, there continues to be recordings that come out that are super good. It's nice because you don't have to let them go. There are a lot of musicians that you listen to a few records, you love them, and then at a certain point, you have to part ways with that band or artist or conglom because they don't do it for you anymore. But the Everlys, the deeper you go into it, the more they explore all of the things that make them great as singers and as performers and as writers, especially with Don Everly, who was the more prolific of the two in terms of songwriting.
Now, there are not a lot of up-tempo songs on this, which sits really well with me, but one you do is another one I don't know, and that's what's so great about this, is this song called Milk Train. Anybody have any ideas where that one comes from?
I have no idea where that came from. It was one that's inarguably fun to listen to, and I had thrown it Dawn's Way, and then I thought, well, this is silly. You know, I was just for fun, just so she could hear it. And then when I had taken it off the list at one point, Dawn came back and said, "Where's Milk Train?" So we did it.
My girls liked it a whole lot.
Yeah, it's such a strange song. It's so disturbing. I love the breakdown. There's the bridge after the first verse. There's the bridge, and it's this guy who's just, you see him and he just looks like he's this weird, filthy, insane man by the railroad track just pretending to himself that he once had a relationship with another human being. When I was a kid, I was in a TV after school special with John Carradine, who was at that point wheelchair bound and his hands were in knots. He couldn't open his hands because of arthritis, and it was called Umbrella Jack, and he was this homeless guy who lived in a shack by the railroad track. And that's I picture every time is I'm John Carradine. Now I still live in that railroad shack.
Waiting for her to come back.
Yeah, waiting for her to come back.
So that's what, if you ever wondered, that's what Will Oldham is thinking about as you guys do this.
Yeah. And the chords support it. The melody supports that, I think.
1, 2, 3, 4 There was a morning train used to come on through when the sleepy town was alive. And every Sunday we could come and see some mighty fancy people arrive. Oh, they'd arrive aboard the milk train. There was a well-dressed lady from the city, used to always give me her smile. And she looked so fine, she was sweet and kind, she let me get to know her a while. Oh, for a little while, back when the milk train used to rumble my shack, used to stop outside of my door. And now the milk train doesn't come by here anymore. Now I still live in that railroad shack, and I wander down that dusty old track like a lonely old timer out of my mind, looking for that lady who was sweet and kind to me. Back when the milk train used to rumble my shack, used to stop outside of my door. But now the milk train doesn't come by here anymore. And now the only thing to come on through is a Jimmy John now and then. And I dream of the day she'll come back this way, let me get to know her again. Oh, like way back when the milk train used to rumble my shack, it used to stop outside of my door. But now the milk train doesn't come by here anymore. Back when the milk train used to rumble my shack, it used to stop outside of my door. But now the milk train doesn't come by here anymore.
That is a performance of Milk Train from Bonnie Prince Billy and Don McCarthy playing live the songs from What the Brothers Sang for us today on the show. And Don, talk a little bit about harmonies singing in general. I heard someone talk about it as a way to get out of yourself because you're concentrating on what the other person's singing in a way. I don't know how you approach it.
Yeah, well, that's... Oh, gosh, let's see. That's a good question. I think one of the reasons why it's such a nice proposition to sing with Will is because it, and Emmett, it just flows really easily. So I feel like, in some ways, I'm not having to do that deliberate, like that kind of listening to them step outside myself. I feel like I can mostly just sink in and enjoy it, and it's just kind of happening.
Hmm. Did either of you ever do any singing with anybody in your family? Because I'm just wondering, is it something a lot of us will never know, is the whole sibling harmony thing?
Yeah. Most of my family are musicians, and there's just a lot of singing and dancing around the house. And my oldest sister, she would play the guitar and try to teach us, you know, doing harmonies to Simon, and try to see who could, you know, sing in Simon and Garfunkel. And I was one of the few kids that were like, oh, yeah, I'll give it a shot, you know. But it was fun and, you know, rock and all kinds of stuff. Ima Sumac. How about you, Will?
Yep, and my brothers and I have played a lot of music together over the years.
There's really nice. Something different to when you have siblings singing together.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, Everly's are a really incredible example of that. But, my sister sing together. There's just something similar in our vocal tones and just, I don't know, some kind of genetic, energetic, spiritual connection or something. But, yeah, that's a special thing.
Mm. You mentioned that there are, and there sure are, a bunch of Don's songs on here. And do you know, I keep asking this question, and I'm not sure what the answer is going to be. Do you know anything about Omaha? Do you know anything about that song?
Well, again, while we were recording, I think in reading things, looking around, realized that they had spent a good formative part of their early years in a town in Iowa that was pretty close to Omaha. So I know Don Everly's first solo record, which came out in 1970 or 1971 and was nominally produced by Lou Adler, has a version of Omaha, which is, I heard that first, and it's just crazy, kind of epic and wild and great. And then later heard a recording that the Everlys had done years before, but I don't think it was released until the late 70s or early 1980s. And there's a few lyric differences, a few dynamic differences that are kind of significant, but it felt all the more poignant because Don had seen fit to write about this moment, and he didn't let it rest with his version with Phil and needed to attack it again, and attacked it in just kind of this mind-blowing way.
It's hard to remember Pittsburgh properly. It's hard to recall what I did in D.C. No vivid remembrance of things in L.A. The times and the places have all slipped away. In one too brief minute, my mind saw it all. The time and the place, 12 o'clock noon.
doesn't matter. When you find what you're after, belts and candles, clocks that charm, ribbons, glass, lights that shine, colored paper, shiny beads, everything that I need, you
That is Omaha, as we mentioned, a Don Everly composition done by Don McCarthy. It's spelled quite differently. And Bonnie Prince Billy, Will Oldham, who are our guests.
About, instead of Don and Phil, we have Don and Will.
Don and Will. Now, when you do one of the ones that, that people are likely to have heard, like you, when you approach like Devoted to You, do you get self-conscious about it?
You know, it definitely, there's just a certain ceiling there to reach, or a certain level of quality of harmony singing, because it is so much like that sound, that incredible blended sound that they have. But I mean, that said, I don't think we've felt that, or that we would try to be the Everlys or try to, you know, sound exactly like them. But I just love taking that challenge of let's try to blend in and have that velvetiness, you know, that they have. I think it's a lot of fun. But
and there was we were able to be pretty ambitious with some of the, like, Just What I Was Looking For Today and Somebody Help Me in Omaha, and then with Devoted to You, it felt nice to fully pull back and approach it very, very gently. Not, you know, mm-hmm. not like we're not putting our flag in it or anything. It's just we want to sing this too.
Mm-hmm.
This is Devoted to You.
One, two, three, four. Darling, you can count on me. Till the sun dries up the sea, until then I'll always be devoted to you. I'll be yours through endless time. I'll adore your charm sublime. Guess by now you know that I'm devoted to you. I'll never hurt you, I'll never lie, I'll never be untrue. I'll never give you reason to cry. I'd be unhappy if you were blue. Through the years our love will grow, like a river it will flow. It can't die because I'm so devoted to you. I'll never hurt you, I'll never lie, I'll never be untrue. I'll never give you reason to cry. I'd be unhappy if you were blue. Through the years our love will grow, like a river it will flow. It can't die because I'm so devoted to you.
Don and Will sing Don and Phil. Will Oldham, Bonnie Prince Billy, and Don McCarthy from their wonderful performance of another one of the Everly Brothers songs from songs the brothers sang. Thank you for two things. Thank you, number one, for how you all sound together. It's just really gorgeous. And, but also, thanks, Will, for bringing a lot of these songs to light, too, because I don't think a lot of people would have heard them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's true. It has been a revelation realizing how under-recognized so much of the Everly Brothers work is, and also, of course, as time passes, how even their big stuff is becoming lost to younger folks. I forget that we are getting older.
Yeah, it's good to forget.
But the songs aren't.
No. Thank you guys so much. Really appreciate it.
Thank you, David.
Thank you.
Bonnie Prince Billy, Don McCarthy, and Emmett Kelly, thank you guys for being live today here on the World Cafe.